Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, I'm high, Blue Monday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. The witch hunt is over. The witch hunt is over. Much ado about nothing. A complete waste of time. Now, I know you expect me to rage and scream and say Hillary belongs in jail. It's a phony email scandal. Period. The vast right-wing conspiracy was exposed. Nothing. Zero. Sorry to disappoint you. Let me tell you something. If there was something there, he would have indicted her. I know he hedged. He went in circles. I get it. He went in circles, and you think he was owned like Roberts and this and that. You know what? I'm not buying it anymore. So FBI Director James Comey goes through a list of her destruction of government records and her negligent handling of classified information. And then he says, no recommendation. Don't prosecute her. So the question is, what was this about? Did Judicial Watch do this as a grandstanding event just to be in the news for the last number of years? You know, frankly, I think that some people owe us an apology. I think the number one person who owes us an apology is the guy at Judicial Watch for leading us on. That's number one. There was nothing here. I mean, if you had seen her sharing classified documents with a foreign government that cost us some issue of national security or someone got killed in the CIA, okay, that's one. And what was here? You realize who you're listening to here? The most independent voice in the American media, Michael Savage. I call him like I see him. Don't expect me to sit here like a moron and start screaming about Hillary Clinton this, Hillary Clinton that. See, the issue is her policies, not the phony email scandal. This is all a distraction. It's all one seamless distraction from her policies of national destruction. That's what I would be focusing on, not this fake email scandal. I read the whole thing. We looked at some of the emails. There's nothing in them. We saw nothing there. So I could ask you what you think. We know that FBI Director James Comey made very strong claims about Hillary's emails, and then he decided not to indict. Now, he's an attorney. Let's not forget who Mr. Comey is. He's an attorney and a top attorney. So, therefore, as an attorney, he knows never to take a case he can't win. He knows he could not win with any of these violations. What's very interesting to me is that he set legal precedent here for the rest of the country to engage in IT shenanigans and get away with it. That's what he just did here. If you are a highly placed individual in this country, forget the low life, I mean the low people, the rest of us who have no power. But let's say you're someone of power in this country, or you work for a big agency. You basically can do anything with your emails now. You can't be prosecuted because a smart lawyer would cite this finding by Mr. Comey and get you off the hook. He just set precedent. He now means it's open season on doing what you want in any emails that you want to deal with. You want to send them to Al-Qaeda and then say they were classified when they weren't, but they were classified afterwards, and you weren't really sending them. You accidentally sent them. You thought you were sending them to Joe's coffee shop. You thought you were ordering a pizza. You didn't mean to do it. Come on. The whole thing's phony. I'm sick of it. Now, let's play a little of the sound and open up the lines. We'll get the belly achers out there screaming that I'm wrong. They're surprised. Who owns me? I know what's coming. I could care less what you think about me. Because it's not about me. It's about the issue. The issue is there's nothing here. It's much ado about nothing. Period. End of story. I watched it all morning. I saw him. And by the way, I predicted over the weekend nothing would come of it. The few friends I have in the world that I talk to, they said, well, what do you think's going to happen? I said, nothing. It's predetermined she's gonna walk away scot-free. Number one, she's above the law. Number two, they're all afraid of her. And number three, they can't catch her because she's too smart. And she's surrounded by the smartest thieves in the world. They know what they're doing. It's like they did it, they didn't do it, they did it before they were classified, not after they were classified, and what they did was nothing. So FBI Director Comey gets up there, and he makes these claims that you have to listen to. He tries to cover his tracks in soundbite one, where he says that if you do it, you're going to be subject to penalties, but not her. Listen to this double talk in 01.
To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences.
Oh.
To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now.
Why?
As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
He was reading a script. I heard it in the voice. That's all. What do you want me to say here? Want me to get crazy and start screaming, yelling? The earth is falling apart. Well, the earth is falling apart because of her. We should be focused on the Arab Spring. We should be focused on what she did to the world while she was Secretary of State. But no, we're talking about this nonsense. Again, much ado about nothing. Now, some character put out a thing on the statutes that Hillary violated. But if you look at them, you realize that she really didn't violate them. She knows the law better than the little guys who work for little websites. She's smarter than the guys who work for Breitbart. She's smarter than the guys who work for Daily Wire. She's smarter than the people who write for these blogs. She's got much more devious, much smarter people than you may imagine. She knows what the statutes are. Now, what was her intent? Who knows what her intent was? I don't know that she actually shared any state secrets, do you? We looked at some of the emails. They're released. We have a website that published them. Virtually there's nothing on them. As, again, this is, smoke and mirrors. So when it happened this morning, my first tweet on my Facebook account and Twitter was, is the FBI chief taking a job at Goldman Sachs after exonerating Hillary? So a lot of you like that. And you responded in kind. Then about 10 minutes ago, I changed it to this. Much ado about nothing. A waste of time. It's her policies, not this phony email scandal that matters. I don't think the people like that. I think they'd rather tar and feather me than believe the truth. They want, see, the battle lines are drawn, and it's either you're right or you're wrong. If you care to comment, the phone number is 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. This is the Savage Nation. What do you have to say about it? Let's play a little sound right now. Clip 2.
I know there will be intense public debate in the wake of this recommendation, as there was throughout the investigation. What I can assure the American people is that this investigation was done honestly, competently, and independently. No outside influence of any kind was brought to bear. In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information, or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct, or indications of disloyalty to the United States, or efforts to obstruct justice. We do not see those things here.
That's it. My friends, listen to what he just said. Listen to what he just said. Willful mishandling of classified information. Yes, she did that. But wait a minute. There's a caveat. Or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States. I don't see any of that here. Sorry. I'm sorry to puncture your helium balloon. What are we getting excited over? The wrong thing. Instead of talking about her disastrous policies while Secretary of State, what her policies would do to this country should she become president, God forbid, we are now focusing on a losing case, and we're making a huge mistake. That's my opinion. Now, many of you are going to say Comey is wrong. They got him over a barrel. They're blackmailing him. I heard this before. How do we know any of that? What's the point of talking about it? Do I have faith in him anymore? No, not really. I have less faith in the government today than I did yesterday, and it already was at zero, so now it's less than zero. It's each man for himself. There's not two sets of laws in America. There are many sets of laws in America, and it all depends upon who you're connected to. As they say, it's not what you know, it's who you know, number one, and how much money you have, number two. If you have enough money, you can get away with not murder, but genocide. If you have enough money, you can get away with genocide and be invited to a White House state dinner. If you have more than enough money, you could run the White House after committing genocide. So, well, what's new about this? What, you thought she was going to go to jail today? You thought they were going to march her out with handcuffs today? Let's play another one of them. Is it soundbite two? Yeah.
I know there will be intense public debate in the wake of this recommendation, as there was throughout the investigation. What I can assure the American people is that this investigation was done honestly, competently, and independently. No outside influence of any kind was brought to bear.
Right. Bill Clinton visiting the plane with Stooge Lynch. Yeah, nothing. The Godfather went on the airplane with her, gave her a little scare. He gave her the job in 1998. She was an unknown lawyer in New York, a hack. A hack with the old clothing from Orchard Street. And they made her into some big lawyer in New York. He was the one who made her a big deal. A Federalist or that. Now they made her Attorney General. She's owned by the machine, the whole left-wing machine. So, where does that leave us, we the people? It leaves us with nothing. Nothing to hold on to. We had one division of government where we had a semblance of faith, in which we had a semblance of faith, the FBI. Now we have nothing. That's all. And that's because she didn't really commit a crime. Inference of intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States. You hear? He didn't find that. Now, maybe the callers will say she did it and she should have been indicted and it's a cover-up. You may be right. But ladies and gentlemen, what are we wasting our time for? It's past us now. If you can't vent, go ahead, make my day. Go ahead, make my day on the Savage Nation. What do you actually think went on here? I think it's a waste of time. It's a phony email scandal, and it only made her stronger. That's my last point, by the way. It made her much stronger than before. She's come out once again stronger than she went in, and she got a lot of independents now saying it was a witch hunt by the right wing, and I'm going to vote for her. That's what just happened. So ask yourself which side all of these attackers are working for. They should have known in advance what they were doing. And I'll tell you again, no lawyer takes a case he thinks he can't win. You don't take a case unless you think you can win it. You don't enter a bar fight unless you think you can win. You don't enter an engagement like this unless you think you can win. So if they knew they couldn't win, meaning they knew they were going to lose, what'd they do it for? For 15 minutes of fame? To appear on a television show? Or because they're really working for the other side? You think about it and then call me. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Let's play another Comey clip and get the people calling in the peanut gallery. And I'm sure many people are just freaking out saying, how could Savage take that position? The answer is simple. I'm an independent. I don't work for Donald Trump. I don't work for the Republican Party. I work for what I think to be is the clear truth, the plain truth. Now, I know that there are codes, U.S. laws, 18 U.S.C., paragraph 1924, which states that any employee of the United States who, quote, knowingly removes classified documents or materials without authority, blah, blah, blah. The emphasis is on classified documents. She already said they were not classified at the time she moved them to a private server. So I think what you're doing here is you're praying that you know more and you can blog that you know more. Your outrage will sell another book or whatever. My friends, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's over. And I think that this is a conspiracy of the worst kind because it got us nowhere again. I remember the hearing with that guy Gowdy. he walked away looking like a junior league lawyer who was beaten to death by Hillary. She's 10 times smarter than any of them. 10 times smarter than all of them put together. I only wish Hillary was on our side. I only wish Hillary was on the side of America's best interests. I only wish Hillary really wanted to destroy ISIS instead of sending them weapons, as she apparently did from Libya, with the ambassador dying as a result. I only wish that she wanted to stop the flood of illegal aliens into America. I only wish that she wanted to stop the social pollution in America. I only wish she wanted to support our borders, language, and culture. Man, what an ally we would have. She'd be the Iron Lady that America needs to save us. Unfortunately, she isn't that woman. She has no such desires. She has a desire to completely eradicate our borders, garble our language, and decimate our culture. And I have a fear she's going to win. And the reason I say that, let's cut right to the chase here. Everyone listening to this show is hanging on a lot of hope that Trump can win, and he still might win. But what I've seen happen over the last short period of time indicates that's not going to happen. And this is not the final nail in the coffin, because anything could happen between now and the general election. I don't like what I see happening on the Trump team, with the Trump team. I believe he has been, a group of Judases have taken over Trump's campaign. I can name them if you want. I have enough enemies as it is, just add them to the list. Once he hired these outside Republican advisors like Mr. Manafort and company, I saw a change in Trump that was the end of his campaign as far as I was concerned. He goes on unrated radio talk shows. He won't go on the O'Reilly Factor. He won't go on the shows that made him what he is. Instead, he goes to the safe shows with dummies. And then, on top of it all, he stops talking about the wall. He stops talking about banning the entry of Muslims. And then he fires Lewandowski, his stalwart, strongest supporter, throws him out. And the day after that, it looks to me like the whole thing came unraveling. So tell me what Trump is offering us now. Tell me what he offers us now. I'd like to know. I'd like to ask him, but we're not going to hear from him again. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation. A great day indeed for Hillary Clinton.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We live in a lawless world. Get used to it. Learn what the rest of the world's been living with for their entire life. Become an Israeli and learn what it's like to live with a corrupt government, where unless you have protexia within the government, you have nothing. You're naked in the wind. Learn to be like an Italian in Rome, where they grew up with government corruption since the Roman Empire. We were a bunch of crybabies looking for politicians, to be honest. And by the way, now you're free to do what you want. Now, if you stop at a traffic, let's say you're on the road, you know, you're a good man, you're a good person. You return library books, you pay all your taxes, you give to charity, you give tithings to the church. If you're out 3 a.m. in a car on a dark street and there's a red light, you stop for the red light when there's no cops around. You don't have to anymore. Now just break. There's no social contract. It's criminality from the top to the bottom. It's whatever you can get away with. Learn to be a New Yorker. Why are you thinking like a rube? Think like the smart people in Martha's Vineyard. Why do you think Obama goes to Martha's Vineyard? Because they all follow the law? How many of them pay their fair share of taxes on Martha's Vineyard? Do what they do at Google and Microsoft. Get a triple Dutch accountant, if there is such a thing, and, you know, set it up with an offshore business and pay no taxes. And then become a Democrat. You get the picture, don't you? See, you're all barking up the wrong tree. I know that Petraeus did less and got more. And a friend of mine just sent me an article, a subject, a case from a year ago. FBI government, Sacramento Press releases 2015, Folsom Naval Reservist is sentenced after pleading guilty to unauthorized removal and retention of classified materials. Notice the emphasis on the word classified. Did you catch that? You have to pay close attention to this. Let's listen to Mr. Comey. There was no classified. She already said that 3 months ago. She said none of it was classified. at the time that I put it on a private server. She said that. You think she's dumb? You think that the Clintons got where they are by being stupid? You think they don't know how to get around the law? But you just got around the law. None of it was classified at the time that she did it. Now let's move on. Don't be such a goody two-shoes. Stop being such a good American. No one's watching you anymore. God left this universe a long time ago. He's not watching you anymore. He got so fed up with humanity, he left this, not this planet, not this solar system, no, not even this universe. He left this galaxy. He's somewhere else. He invented this thing called man, and the man is such a monster, such a liar, such an evil person, such an evil being, that he left the galaxy. He's somewhere else. It's each man for himself. I have no faith in the government, do you? So what do you want to talk about? I mean, what, I'm going to take calls now from you all angry that she should be this, she should be indicted, Petraeus did less and got more. Let's listen to clip number 4 of Mr. Comey of the FBI.
Secretary Clinton used several different servers and administrators of those servers during her 4 years at the State Department. And she also used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email on that personal domain. As new servers and equipment were employed, older servers were taken out of service, stored, and decommissioned in various ways.
I got to look into
piecing
that.
All of that back together to gain as full an understanding as possible of the ways in which personal email was used for government work has been a painstaking undertaking, requiring thousands of hours
for your effort. Keep going.
When one of Secretary Clinton's servers was decommissioned in 2013, the email software was removed.
All right.
That didn't remove the email content, but it was like removing the frame from a huge unfinished jigsaw puzzle and then dumping all the pieces on the floor.
All right, fine. So what'd you find? Nothing.
Millions of email fragments ended up in the server's unused or slack space.
Great. And meanwhile, bombs were going off in Boston and San Bernardino, and he was looking at the emails, that's all, to tied up the whole FBI with this garbage. No wonder we're losing the war against a ragtag bunch of psychopaths. 1,400 years they've been killing people and burning and maiming. And they're all over America. He says he's got 1,000 cases of Islamists, but he can't go after them. They were all tied up, all the G-girls, doing this. The G-girls were all tied up reconstructing Hillary's emails while bombs were going off. I think this is very, very good news for Hillary Clinton. Her ratings are going to go up by 5 to 8 points. This is my opinion. What do you want me to do, sit here like a moron and tell you that, oh, this is the end of Hillary, she's finished, they know that she's irresponsible. They don't care if she's irresponsible. All they care is that she can win. Do you understand that? You don't understand that yet. The left is celebrating. They broke open the bongs today. The bongs were broken out of the care packages today. They're getting high. They're laughing at the right-wing conspiracy today. She's not going to go to jail. She may go right to the Oval Office. Maybe we should cancel the election now, since she's been anointed president. What do you want me to say? Oh, she's finished? She's not finished. She's just proven that she can outsmart the world. So, now what do you want to talk about? I frankly would rather talk about the bad dinner I had last night for July 4th at Il Fornaio restaurant. I caught him in there. I mean, that would be more fun for me to finally get it out of my stomach. Or the bad chicken that my maid brought home from a market near me. Because the poor woman's Guatemalan, they gave her a bum chicken. Ooh, they're so evil in that market that begins with an N and ends with a T. It's a chain. It used to be a local market. A chain took it over. They sell, like, rotten chicken. They sell her a barbecue chicken for $14.95. My dog got sick and threw up this morning from it. Can you imagine? That's more important to me than this. You know, living well is the best revenge. And that's it. I want to live well. I decided I want to live well the rest of my life. I want to have a pleasant experience from now until, you know, the end of the appointment here. The appointment on this particular planet. I'm not looking to eat my heart out anymore. What do you like? Turn on another show. You can hear someone scream and yell later. Get all squeaky over it. Make believe he cares. that you think anyone in radio really cares about this? You want me to level with all of you? Would like me to really get it off my chest? They run home to their $50 million a year job, their mansions, the Gulfstream, and they're one of the little guys. Are you joking? How stupid can the audiences of talk radio be on the right wing? Have you looked into the kind of money that all of these representatives of you little people make and what they live like? And they pretend that they're for you? I'm sick of it all. I'm sick of it all. It's all a crock of garbage. All of it. No one's on your side. No one. So you better get your head clear. I'm like your drill sergeant today. Stop being a little Girl Scout. Get your head clear. You live in a corrupt nation. There's not a nation of laws. There's a nation of what you can get away with and how much money you could spend on a lawyer. And Hillary came out smelling like roses. And this just might catapult her right into the White House. Because it looks like they picked on a woman. It looks like they picked on an innocent woman and dragged her through the mud. But she was so strong, she came out of it looking better than they did, which she did. You tell me she came out looking bad from this? I don't think so. I don't hear anything from the other side saying she did something that was indictable. Do you? Okay, let's take some calls and see what you have to say. Ray on WFTL in Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage. I totally agree that from an attorney's view, this wasn't worth taking on Hillary and her corrupt bunch. But I do think Donald Trump can utilize all these poor judgments, multiple servers, all the things that this lady did while she was in office representing our country, and run an ad and also inject that this is the same FBI that's...
You know, I heard that on a Rush Limbaugh show this morning. That's stupid, in plain English. Stupid! Don't you understand no one cares about this email scandal anymore? Except the great Rush Limbaugh. He threw you a little red meat at the end of the show to let you think you had hope. That's nonsense. That's the stupidest thing Trump could do, but I'm sure he'll do it because he's being advised by the stupidest people in the political world. I mean, what more do you need to know than they ran Bob Dole's campaign? What more do you need to know than they ran the campaigns of losers for the Republican Party than he hired them? Yeah, oh sure, make ads now, run them with this, all of this, the stuff, sure, that'll get him very far. The fix was in from the beginning. The whole thing is a scam. You're watching the shadows on the cave wall. You know, read Plato, which is, we the people only get the shadows on the wall. I've told you this for 20 years. You've got to read the ancients to understand what's going on now. It's a charade. It's a shadow play being conducted by both parties. And we the people think that there's justice? You're joking. I'm telling you to be more cynical than you may think you are already. And not only look out for number one, only look out for number one. Limit your care to your family, because that's all that matters. Fundamentally, nothing else matters. Now, if you disagree with me, you can vent on the show. We can play some more sound. Let's hear clip number 5 from the FBI Director Comey.
There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
Should have known.
In addition to this highly sensitive information, we also found information that was properly classified as secret by the U.S. intelligence community at the time it was discussed on email. That is excluding any later up-classified emails. None of these emails should have been on any kind of unclassified system. But their presence is especially concerning because all of these emails were housed on unclassified personal servers, not even supported by full-time security staff, like those found at agencies and departments of the United States government, or even with a commercial email service like Gmail.
She's smarter than them. That's why. That's why they're not supported by full-time security staff. She didn't want anyone to know what she was sending. And by the way, let's cut to the chase. What was in the emails? That's the essence of it. Did she send any state secrets to anyone that caused any harm? I don't know. We can't find it. There's a site that's just released some of the emails. It seems to be just diplomatic, chatter. Am I right, Jim? What we've looked at? Robert? We looked at it. I don't see any classified material that cost anyone their life or, let us say, weakened our national security that I know of. Maybe we'll find out later on it's a foreign government got something that they shouldn't have gotten. But I don't know that it's as big as you think it is. In fact, I think it's a tempest in a teapot. And I think it's much ado about nothing. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N.
It could also be that some of the additional work-related emails that we've recovered were among those deleted as personal by her lawyers when they reviewed and sorted her emails for production in late 2014. The lawyers doing the sorting for Secretary Clinton in 2014 did not individually read the content of all of her emails as we did for those available to us. Instead, they relied on header information, and they used search terms to try to find all work-related emails among the reportedly more than 60,000 that were remaining on her system at the end of 2014. It's highly likely that their search missed some work-related emails and that we later found them.
What does he want, a reward for this? It sounds like he wants a gold star. He found them and what? Nothing? So a friend of mine from New York sends me this. And I don't know if I'll read his name, Vincent Ramini. He's the great photographer. He took all the pictures of Teddy in my book, Teddy and Me. He's the best pet photographer in the world. And he said, Michael, look at peak FBI corruption. Meet Brian Nishimura, who was found guilty for removal and retention of classified materials. And this is from Zero Hedge. And they write, in a scandalous announcement, FBI Director James Comey moments ago said that although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. He added that prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before bringing charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past. He's quoting Comey, okay? And then the writer says, what is shocking is that the FBI director was clearly ignoring the U.S. Code itself, where in Section 793, subsection F, quote, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, unquote, it makes it quite clear that intent is not a key consideration in a case like this when deciding to press charges, to wit, whoever being entrusted with or having lawful possession or control of any document, writing, code book. Okay, I get the picture. And then they cite a case when Comey says we cannot find the case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts, unquote. Zero Hedge says, well, we did. Here is the FBI itself less than a year ago, charging one Brian H. Nishimura, age 50, of Folsom, California, who pleaded guilty to, quote, unauthorized removal and retention of classified materials without malicious intent. In other words, precisely what the FBI alleges Hillary did. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kendall Newman immediately sentenced Nishimura to 2 years of probation, a $7,500 fine, and forfeiture of personal media containing the classified materials. Nishimura was further ordered to surrender, and he currently held security clearance and to never again seek such a clearance. Nishimura was a naval reservist deployed in Afghanistan in 07 and 08. I can read more of it. You can read it for yourself. All Nishimura did was download and store on his personal and classified electronic devices some material. He did what Hillary did. He was fined and arrested. So it goes back to my main point. So what? So what? So what if there's precedent to put her in jail or arrest her or fine her? It didn't happen. The issue is it didn't happen. At the highest reach of government, it didn't happen. So what are we screaming about? It should happen? Oh, we could do that from today until the end of the election. We can say it all we want.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences.
You will.
To the contrary. Those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now.
No.
As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
That's all. Keep walking, next case. So, yeah, I mean, where does it leave you? He's saying if you do the same thing, you're going to jail. If your name is Nishimura, you're going to jail. If your name is Clinton, you're above the law. So you expect me to start screaming and yelling of what should be? I'm not going to scream about what should be. You know what should be. But what should be and what is are two different things. There's a famous saying in the language of my ancestors that I can't say on the radio, in the language of my ancestors, but something like this, which is that if my grandmother had something like what you know what, she'd be my grandfather. But she doesn't have those things, so she's my grandmother. So if Hillary lived in another country, perhaps she'd be indicted, perhaps not. But not in this country. She's above the law. She is the law. So someone writes me and says, Michael, you're right on the one hand that you can't do anything about it, so why bother? But on the other hand, Hillary deleted all the criminal ones, which you failed to mention. And then he says, I'm wondering, will Trump now be another shoe to drop any day now? Like supporting Obamacare, gay marriage, etc. I hope that doesn't happen, but this kind of doesn't feel good. So look, I told you, I'm not going to get excited over this. I can't. Will it change anything if I scream and yell? Will it change anything if you have the righteous indignation that talk shows want to incite in you? They want to agitate you, get you upset, and what will it achieve? Tell me what it's going to achieve. Nothing. It's a one-way street, this country we live in. Look out for number one. Look out for your family if you have one, and that's about the end of it. There is no country. We have no nation. It was dissolved under Barack Obama. It started with Bill Clinton. It was dissolved under Obama. They declared America gone. It's finished. Soon, Jerry Brown will be back from his European trip. He wrote 5 anti-gun laws on Friday and then fled to Europe. Perhaps when he comes back, he can work on anti-flag laws in California, that if you fly an American flag, you may be arrested, that you have to turn your American flags in by 2017. What would you do then? Nothing. There's virtually no outrage that will provoke anything in this country, which is exactly why they get away with it. I mean, if Comey thought there'd be a million people in the streets today, he wouldn't have done this. But he knows that the conservatives or the right wing, whatever you want to define yourself as, are pacifists. You're not going to do anything. You're law-abiding citizens, basically. You're not the vermin supported by George Soros, who have nothing to do but riot, burn down Baltimore, burn down Ferguson, burn down Philadelphia. You're not those people. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to have to go along everyday life, go to work, pay taxes, stop at stop signs at 3 o'clock in the morning when there are no cops around, pay your library fines, pay full taxes, and you can't let this destroy you. Of course we live in a lawless government. We've known this for a long time. We have a rogue president. The rogue has gotten away with everything. So why did you think she wouldn't? If the rogue in the White House can get away with everything, if the rogue's wife could go on another junket to Morocco and another trip with the daughters and not be seen doing it in the newspapers, this is worse than the Soviet Union. What we have now is worse than the Soviet Union in terms of a blackout of the press. The wife just took another junket to Morocco and I don't know what other countries with the daughters and the mother-in-law, abused the taxpayer for millions of dollars, and you didn't see one picture of Queen Michelle Obama on her last junket while in office, did you? It's corrupt from top to bottom because we don't have a press. When I was young, I told you, we had tabloid presses in New York City. They would be screaming headlines. And the screaming headlines would be about corrupt politicians. Do you see that anymore? No. All you see is Anything they could find about Trump that's false, they make into a story. Heads are flying, body parts are flying, Hillary's lying, and they talk about Trump as an anti-Semite when that's the furthest thing from the truth. They try to smear him in the Daily News. His daughter married a man who converted to Judaism, now they turn him into Hitler already. Can you believe the lies that are being offered in this country? So if they can get away with smearing Trump in that way, why can they not get away with making you believe Hillary is innocent? Since the FBI director basically said he's not going to indict her. You know, it's been said that the FBI could indict a ham sandwich if they wanted. You heard that one? Ask some of the people who have been indicted by the FBI if it's not true that if the government wants to throw the weight of the government at you, they can indict a ham sandwich. So why did Comey say, if you did this in similar circumstances and you engaged in it, you would be subject to security or administrative sanctions? But then he says, that's not what we're deciding now. What do you mean that's not what we're deciding now? What is he saying, that it's not up to him to decide that? He's saying that if you did it, that individual would be subject to security or administrative sanctions. So is he implying that that's now up to Loretta Lynch? You must be joking. The woman who was just, let's say, given a lecture to by Bill Clinton on an airplane? With the same, but we're expressing to justice that, but he says no charges should be, he says there should be no charges. We're referring the case to justice and we're saying don't charge her. So he is saying don't charge her. But he's also saying if you do it, you will be charged. That's all. Do you think this is as big a deal as the phonies in the media are making it out to be? I don't, you know, I gotta tell you something. I think my father would be very proud of me in heaven. Sometimes when I do my show, I don't think about the listeners. I think about my deceased father. My severe deceased father, my mean deceased father, my old world tough father, who was as pragmatic as they come. Immigrant, off the boat, worked his heart out, didn't make a lot of money, struggled, but knew what was going on, uneducated, went to high school, he couldn't go any further, had to work. But no one could pull the wool over his eyes. He knew what was going on. So he raised me as a cynic when I was 6 years old. I was unfortunately very cynical. I'm not happy about it, but I was made a cynic at six. This is a nun scandal. How could you get so excited over this? How could you have expected anything else from the FBI? Did you really think that they were going to suggest an indictment? You thought she'd be let out in handcuffs and Donald Trump would be anointed president? You must be living in a real dream world. Because I'm not living in a dream world. I'm living in the real world. I don't think, not one caller agrees with me, by the way. Not one. Here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. The lines are sold out, meaning the callers. There's not one caller to this show of any intelligence who agrees with me. Everybody expects me to put on a show today to start screaming, ooh, violation. It's terrible. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No, that's not my style. I'm a very cynical person. I'm a very sober realist. Didn't think she'd be indicted. I thought it was much ado about nothing. I think that if we had heard that she had shared state secrets, we would have heard about it months ago. And by the way, I'll tell you who I really blame. Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch, another grandstander. You know, they've done some spotty work over the years. But remember, they have a product to sell. They sell corruption. They want you to believe that they're the ones who are going to uncover real corruption. But what's the point of misleading us, Mr. Fenton? What's the point of misleading us over and over again that something big is going to happen? Is to sell your website or a book? Yeah, that's what it is. Everyone's in business one way or the other. I'm in business. All I've got to sell you is my integrity. I have nothing else. Do you know that? And my integrity really rests upon one pedestal. And that pedestal is trying to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I told you today. So forgive me for breaking your heart, for not putting on a show here about how outraged we all should be. And do what? And what? Tell me what? And do what? Well, civil disobedience? You want to go burn down a city? You're not a member of Black Lives Matter. You're not going to burn down a city. You didn't receive your marching orders from George Soros to go burn anything down. So where do we go from here? I'll tell you where I'm going to go from here. I'm going to go to look at, I have it up on my screen. Hold on. I've got to find it again now. This is an interesting story. Sanders supporters meltdown over FBI's Clinton decision. Now, this is an intriguing story. But apparently, anger and frustration is being seen from Bernie Sanders' most diehard supporters. They actually wanted an indictment of Hillary Clinton, hoping it would vault the Vermont communist Seltzer man to the Democratic nomination. And they went crazy today because the FBI did not block Clinton from becoming the nominee. The door has been closed. So a couple of high-profile Bernie Sanders backers erupted. I never heard of them. One of them says, the system is rigged. So disgusted. Never heard of her. Another one I never heard of says, we're in trouble. Stoned actor. Another one never heard of says, today marks a turning point. We now have unequivocal proof of how bad things are. It can only serve to strengthen our resolve. These are Bernie lunatics. Another lunatic writes, just fire them all and get rid of the FBI. They don't uphold laws and have proven to waste taxpayer funds. Another one called Arabs for Bernie says, we keep asking how many mistakes can one candidate for POTUS claim before it's too many. Another one says, where FBI Director Comey openly said if it was anybody other than Hillary, they'd have serious consequences. Another unknown. All these tweeters, what do they make off the tweeting? Nothing. What do people make on tweeting, Robert? Do they make any money from the stupidity? What do they tweet for? They have no job? Their inheritance cases sitting somewhere smoking a joint? Trying to act smart today. Look what I tweeted today. Look at that. Look at that. Look what I tweeted, honey. What do people support? Another moron for writing one sentence? That's the world I'm living in? Another one says, retweet if the Democratic Party is dead for you. Another one says, I guess if you're rich and have political power like Hillary Clinton, not even the FBI can touch you. Bernie or bust, right? So, yeah, okay. And what are you going to do about it? What, they're all shocked? They're purists? They didn't know what country they were living in? Janie, finally somebody with sense calls from WA. Hold on. We got one caller who agrees with me. I don't know if she's a liberal. I don't know if she's a conservative. I don't know if she's a Bernie supporter. I have no idea who this woman is, but we're going to go to WABC in a minute because finally somebody has brains. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. I don't know about you. What, you expected her to be indicted? You expected the FBI guy to be bigger than her? Are you joking? What made you think that the head of the FBI is bigger than Hillary Clinton? What made you think that he had the, let's put it to you this way, the power to unplug her from the presidency? What made you think that he didn't have other concerns to deal with? We are living in a new world. But again, I'm a realist and I'm a cynic. I was reading a book over the weekend. I know it's light reading, The Decline of Rome, the Roman Civilization. I was so bored of television. I couldn't take it. So I'm reading a book on The Decline of Rome, written by a British historian. And one line sticks in my mind, which is that I believe he wrote that civilizations do not disappear slowly. They are assassinated. It was something along those lines. Civilizations don't disappear. They're assassinated. Obama has assassinated America. Hillary is another assassin. They're too big for anyone to touch. They're not only above the law, they are the law. I think it was Joseph Stalin who said, I think he was the one who said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes, right? Well, we're now living in a lawless land. I think we've been living in a lawless land for quite a long time. I think it goes back before Obama, but let's put it to you this way. I have less faith in the government than I had yesterday, and that was already a zero. But I don't want to outdo, where is she? No, where's the girl? Janie on WABC, go ahead, what's your opinion on this whole issue?
Michael, I totally agree with you. Those Clintons will never be indicted. Those Clintons are going to get away with everything. What Donald Trump has to do is be a Viking. He has to be just like those Vikings on the show and go after her with everything he's got. And I'm hoping that he does.
So I'm assuming then that you're not a liberal who's celebrating Hillary's escape.
Michael, I'm a Republican. I've always been a Republican, and I'm a Donald Trump supporter. But I believe this election, they have to go after her, and she has to, like, go after her with a vengeance. Otherwise...
But, Janie, here's, I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. If he follows the advice of bumblers in the media, like talk show hosts who are saying, take the clips from FBI director, make them into 30-second ads, he's dead in the water. That's not going to swing people in the middle over to Trump. It's going to drive them away from Trump because there's much bigger issues than her email scandal. That's my opinion, Janine, and I thank you for the call. That's all. That's how I see it. Jane on KSFO, hometown. What's on your mind, Jane? Go ahead, please.
Michael, I think it's bigger than Hillary Clinton. I think this is a sad day for the American character, and I think it will be a milestone. I know you think nothing changed since yesterday except for your cynicism increased. But so did everybody else's. And I believe our personalities are very influenced by how we're governed. In China, they learned to not attract attention to themselves because the government was so powerful and dangerous. In Russia, like your father, people became mean and cynical and didn't love and trust each other. And I, as a psychologist, I think that 25, 30 years from now, the American character is going to be altered by this wave. I think it's so sad.
No, I think it started to melt down under Bill Clinton, the Caligula of our time. Caligula, I did not have sex with that woman, has now been topped by his wife saying, I did not send any emails that were classified at the time. It's exactly the same mentality. Notice how they skirt the law. He didn't define oral sex as sex. She doesn't define her emails as classified at the time they were sent. So they know how to get around the law. So now everyone in America has learned a good lesson. Try to get around the law the best you can. Stop being such a goody-two-shoes. That's what you're saying, isn't it? That's what I'm saying anyway.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
We have conducted interviews and done technical examination to attempt to understand exactly how that sorting was done by her attorneys. Although we don't have complete visibility because we're not able to fully reconstruct the electronic record of that sorting, we believe our investigation has been sufficient to give us reasonable confidence there was no intentional misconduct in connection with that sorting effort.
What does he mean by no intentional misconduct, and what does she have a secret server for? Of course there was intentional misconduct. So it's, look, it's a cover-up from the highest level. Right now we have an important guest on. Gary Byrne is a former Secret Service agent who wrote the book Crisis of Character. Gary, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much.
Gary, Gary, look, let's be clear. I'm a cynic. I'm not surprised by Comey's decision. I don't agree with it, but I'm not surprised by it. What do you make of today's decision by the FBI to not pursue charges against Hillary Clinton? Were you surprised, Gary?
Not at all. I expected it because it's the same thing we've seen for over 25 years. Do as I say, not as I do.
Okay, so we knew that. Then what was the point of Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch making such a big deal out of this?
So they had the opportunity for time to go by and for people to become numb like they do to all these other scandals, and they let them off. I mean,
my position is that it's much ado about nothing. It makes it look like a witch hunt against an innocent woman. And I believe, by the way, I think the FBI set a legal precedent today that anyone can get away with the same crime right now. Any good lawyer will now cite this case and get people off the hook. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's a possibility. Listen, one of the other things he said was that they found 7 emails on that server that were classified. If that was me when I was an air marshal or in the Secret Service Uniform Division, I'd have been fired in jail. It's insane. There's no way that...
Yeah, but you're not running for the presidency. You don't have the connections that she does. That's a given. We all know that there's not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We all know that it's a government that's corrupt from the top to the bottom. But you were a Secret Service agent. How close were you to Hillary and Bill?
Well, I was a Secret Service officer. I was stationed outside the Oval Office. I worked with them for 8 years. I was very physically close to them. It wasn't like we were friends or anything, and I'm sure we're not now.
But you were you in the Oval Office, outside the Oval Office as a bodyguard, in essence?
Absolutely. One thing your listeners need to know is I was the first employee of the Secret Service to be compelled to testify against the president in a criminal case, and that was the Monica Lewinsky case. And I was subpoenaed six times before I was ordered to testify by the Supreme Court Justice Rehnquist. So I saw everything in my book is true, and I saw many crazy things happen.
So what can you divulge on this show today on the Savage Nation that people haven't heard yet about Hillary Clinton? Anything new?
Well, I can tell you, here's what I can tell you. I've experienced myself, and I've watched other people in the Secret Service, employees at the White House, experience her irrational behavior, her dangerous behavior. One of the things I cite in my book as her dangerous behavior is being so angry that she ends up trying to walk off the White House complex and surf her Secret Service detail. It's a danger to her. It's a danger to the Secret Service agents.
But what has she actually done that you think was indictable? Anything, or you just don't like her personality?
No, it's not really about personality for me. When I worked there, you know, it wasn't about politics. You just protect them. Whatever happens, happens. But
But your book alleges to have information about her that no one has heard. And I'm asking you on this show, is there anything we haven't heard yet about her? We know that she's monstrous. We know she's angry. We know she throws things. We know she has contempt for police. Is there anything that we haven't heard, Gary?
No, not really. But what you're hearing is in first person. Instead of it being told to some other book writer from a Secret Service agent over a free dinner and a martini, you're hearing it in first person. I'm telling you.
All right, did you witness any corrupt dealings that the Clintons were involved in? Did you see any corruption that you want to disclose on the radio today?
You mean besides the fact that he was using a White House intern basically as a sexual surrogate?
All right, but he's not the issue today. She is. Did Hillary do anything that you think was corrupt?
Yeah, I do. I think the fact that she was allowed to try, as the first lady, was allowed to try to pass the first health care bill. She wasn't even a government employee. And I think that was wrong.
All right. Well, you have a right to your opinion. We appreciate your service to America. The book is Crisis of Character by Gary J. Byrne. He's been there and he's seen it. Former Secret Service agent. Gary, thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation. And now we go back to those who really matter to me, which is my loyal audience. And without my audience, there's no show. Anyone could get up and spout an opinion. I'm sure many of you do. But no one has an audience of millions, or shall I say very few have loyal audiences of millions on a daily basis, as we do in talk radio, in the top rung of talk radio. You know where my politics lie, borders, language, and culture. I mean, that defines it for me. I only wish to God Hillary was on our side. That's the only thing I'd like to leave you with. I wish this Iron Lady was on our side. Unfortunately, she's on the other side. I know what she's going to do if she wins. I don't have to spell it out for you. It's all spelled out in Scorched Earth, which will be out Labor Day, Restoring America After Obama. The same great publisher that published Government Zero is publishing my last book. It's my opus. It will be my last nonfiction political book. I can't swear on a stack of Bibles. It'll be my last one. I'm not doing them anymore. There's no point to doing them anymore. It's a waste of time. If I can't make a change, I don't want to write anymore. I'd rather go back to poetry and fiction. In fact, I've been working on my early poetry and my early fiction. If I have an audience of 300 people that would buy it, that's fine. How do you like that? How do you like that? I'm going to tell you, but one minute I'm going to tell you that. I found it a short novel I wrote called The Survivor from 1986 about a nuclear war that emerges and how a sub-commander escapes with his family and another guy. It's an amazing novella. I didn't know I had written it. I found it in my archives. It's a not complete novel. It's 75 pages. I was going to put it up as an e-book in July. I may do it. And if I sold 300 copies, that would be enough for me. How do you like that? You see, I got to tell you something. And this is very important for me to divulge to you. I think you know it already by how I've been relating to the radio audience recently. I'm kind of so burned out with this system that really I want to go back to what I did originally, which was write and maybe paint a few watercolors. I may create a, uh, I'm thinking of an animal sanctuary, not just dogs, but like goats, mules. I swear to God, like a mule, poor mule that was kicked off a farm. Even mule, when a mule cries, I hear the mule crying now. That's the way people become. A friend who's a warrior, fought in five wars, he won't even eat meat anymore. He's a pescatarian. So don't assume I'm soft all of a sudden. You start to hear things and see things differently as you get older, especially when you've been through certain things. But the point is, I don't know how much of this matters anymore, this hot air that comes off in the media. Are we any different than the mainstream media? Are we in talk radio really any different in that we give you false hope? We give you false hope that we can make a change. What change have we made? I'll lay it on the line. I tried my best. I basically gave it my all. I wrote one book after another. I gave you one great show after another. Has it gotten better or has it gotten worse? I failed you in that regard. I have failed you in that regard. I tried my best, but I didn't succeed. We have the worst possible character in the history of America ruining the nation and waiting in the wings of someone worse than him. And we have no government between us and them. They are the government. They are the law unto themselves. And I know where this ends. I've watched other corrupt governments and how they devolve. There's almost no hope that we can be saved. How's that for cynicism? How's that for darkness on a Tuesday after July 4th? I'm not going to give you anything but the unvarnished truth from my point of view. And I hope it doesn't depress you. But maybe it's the thing that you need right now to stop being a baby. To stop being a fool. Wrapping yourself in the Constitution every day thinking it's going to save you. Oh, it's good to know. Yeah, read it to your children. I get it. I love all the guys who are peddling the Constitution as though they wrote it. Did they write it? No one else knows about it but them. We all know what the Constitution is. I learned about it in the first grade. We know what it is. And what's the good of knowing it if we have a corrupt government and a corrupt media? So I'm sick and tired of the whole act on both sides of the aisle, to be honest with you. The whole act, both sides of the aisle, sickens me. It's all a charade. So you say, well, am I any different? Well, I hope to be. And I hope today's show doesn't bum you out forever, but this is what you're getting. What you hear is what you get. This is what it's all about. Now, I could talk to the mass market like you're a bunch of fools, as you've gotten used to from others who treat you like a bunch of fools every day telling you the same thing over and over again. Now, this morning you were told that they're going to make ads out of it, that Trump's going to make ads out of Comey's statements and Hillary's finished. If you want to believe that, you're buying the biggest lie you could ever buy. It's not going to touch her. Because who are the ads going to be aimed at? Republicans don't like her already. The liberals and Democrats are going to vote for her already. So what's the audience that both sides are aiming for? That small sliver of independence. That's who Trump's after, and that's who Hillary's after. Do you really think that playing FBI Director Comey's statements about this is going to change anyone's mind? I sincerely do not think so. And we shouldn't be talking about a non-issue like these emails. We should be talking about her policies in Libya and the refugee crisis that she created. That's what is real. That's something that you can hang her on. This is garbage. That's my opinion. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. There's no equal enforcement of the law. There's no U.S. Constitution that applies to Hillary Clinton. There's no guarantees that we're all equal under the law. Listen, it started a long time ago. We know that if you look back at the trials of organized crime, they marched around like they were above the law. Don't you remember the show with Elliot Ness? What was the title of that show? The Untouchables, remember? 1950s, there was a famous TV show called The Untouchables. And that was about Al Capone in Chicago. He was above the law. No one could touch him. Then they created a division of the government called Gangbusters, the FBI. They were supposed to be uncorruptible cops because the Chicago Police Department was owned by the criminals. So they created an independent agency of young guys, well-educated, couldn't be corrupted. They call the FBI. That was the show, The Untouchables. So who are the Untouchables today? Which agency of the U.S. government now represents the Untouchables? Can anyone raise their hand and tell me who it is? It's the FBI? They just spent, what, how many tens of millions of dollars on this nonsense? And they're letting Al-Qaeda's and the ISIS run around wildly in the streets. They couldn't concentrate on arresting the 1,000 ISIS members who are running wild in the streets ready to bomb you because they were focused on the Hillary Clinton email scandal because of the stupidity of the so-called right wing. I think the whole thing is a false canard meant to distract us. The whole thing is steering us away from the real issues at hand. Borders, language, and culture. That's what we should be focused on. Which candidate is going to give us more of that? And which is going to give us less of that? We know Hillary will take away whatever's left of our borders, further bastardize the language with a Tower of Babel like you could never imagine, and laugh at our culture. And we know that Trump, what? What do we know about Trump right now? Nothing. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't know where he stands on the wall with Mexico. I don't know where he stands with banning Muslims from coming into America. I don't know where he stands on taxing people who are not billionaires, but simply wealthy people who worked all their lives. I don't know where he stands on any of these issues. I've been trying to get him on the show, but I don't think he wants to appear. I think he only goes on unrated shows now. Now let's talk about who should be Trump's vice president. And there's a list. Jeff Sessions, Mike Pence, Newt Gingrich, Joni Ernst, Bob Corker, Chris Christie, and others. If he picks Newt Gingrich, I may sit the election out. I will not vote for that sack of garbage, Newt Gingrich. That liar, that backstabber. I will not vote for Chris Christie, who's an Obama supporter. Joni Ernst is the only vice presidential candidate of any hope for this ticket. Jeff Sessions is a great guy, always been a stalwart conservative. He'd be a great attorney general. But I don't think he's going to bring anything to the ticket of getting Donald Trump elected. Joni could. She's a veteran of Afghanistan, National Guard. She's attractive. She's smart. Need I say she's a woman? She would be the perfect vice presidential pick. Or Defense Intelligence Agency General Flynn. Although I think you'd expect him to pick someone like General Flynn, and I don't think it would add to the ticket. It might detract from the ticket because it's more of the stereotype of what Trump stands for. And we need less of it. She's unknown, Joni Ernst, but she's wonderful. So my vote would be for Joni Ernst as Trump's VP. We can go to the other side. Who should be Hillary's VP? Pick the most corrupt governor in America or the head of care. She could pick the head of care to be her vice president, and she'd get more votes than you could imagine. Maybe she could pick someone from, well, I better not do that. I'm not in a stand-up comedy club right now. That's far enough. That's as far as I need to go. But the thing is, we can talk about that if you want. Let's go to some callers. I don't have the time. We ran through it already. 2 hours. Gone faster than you could imagine. Because it's a very important show. And the bottom line is what I said from the beginning. Looks like a witch hunt to those in the middle. The FBI has set up a dangerous legal precedent. Anyone can now get away with the same kind of IT crime. And that's it. That's America today. Through the looking glass of the savage nation. The thing is, though, this is not a backwards looking glass. I know which side to look through to see the truth. And I just gave you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is supposed to be the most transparent administration in history, and we know what it is. It's the opposite. We know that it's an administration not representing civilization, but barbarism. You know, I told you I was reading The Fall of Rome and the End of Civilization by Brian Ward Perkins over the weekend. I'm not trying to sound highbrow, but I was reading The Fall of Rome and the End of Civilization by Brian Ward Perkins over the weekend. And a certain line jumped out at me, which I underlined, which was this: Roman civilization did not pass peacefully away. It was assassinated. And then I was reading, Roman the barbarians were protagonists of two different attitudes to life, civilization and barbarism. And I see the Obama administration, I see Hillary Clinton, as members of the latter class. They don't represent civilization. They represent a barbaric horde that has destroyed civilization as we know it in this country. How else would you describe someone who is so smart that she can skirt the law? How else would you describe an individual who uses private email for their government work to hide their government work? How else would you describe it? How else would you describe a president who abuses the taxpayer in every way he can? So that's why I'm a cynic about it all. And I think we're focusing on the wrong issue here. If you care to comment again, I think the better topic for this hour is who would you choose as a vice presidential candidate for Donald Trump? I gave you a list of a number of people, right? We put it out there. We could talk about Clinton is cleared, but who should Trump choose and why? And I'm giving you a list. Bob Corker, never heard of him. Mary Fallon, never heard of her. Sarah Palin, old news. If he picks Sarah Palin, I'm leaving the country. I hope someone in the Trump campaign hears that. Old news, a used tire, full of, like, an inner tube with patches on it. Sarah Palin. Chris Christie, blimp. Obama lover. Brian Zinke, never heard of him. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, wonderful man, terrible choice for vice president. The worst possible choice you could imagine. He wouldn't add one vote. There's only one sliver of the population that they're aiming for right now, Hillary and him. And that's the independent voter. Republicans are going to vote for Trump. Democrats are going to vote for Hillary. It's the big independents that they're going for, right? So you take a guy like Sheriff Joe Arpaio, wonderful man, but he's not going to bring any of them in. Mike Pence, never heard of him. Marco Rubio, forget about it. Ted Cruz, you must be joking. John Kasich, you are joking. Dr. Ben Carson, you really must be joking. Tom Cotton, wonderful man. I don't think he'll bring one vote to the table. Wonderful man. I've loved him. Wonderful man. Won't bring a vote to the table. He should be Secretary of Defense. Marsha Blackburn. She should run the, I don't know who she is, a Tennessee representative. Why we would pick her, I have no idea, but she could be used in the Department of Health and Human Services. Newt Gingrich, I leave the country. If they picked that phony backstabbing liar who undermined Romney, who used every dirty trick in the world against Romney in order to elect Obama, I'm not going to vote for Trump if he picks Gingrich. Tim Scott, never heard of him. Mike Flynn, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General, great man, but he shouldn't be the pick because he's too obvious for the independents. I'd use him to run the FBI or the CIA. Joni Ernst would be a first-class pick for a number of reasons. Scott Walker, you must be joking, after he stabbed Trump in the back. Why would he pick Scott Walker? So there's my answer. Don't call on that subject. I gave you the answer already. That's what you're tuning in for anyway. But if you want to, God, now chime in with your ideas. Or we can go back to Comey again. Let's just hear Comey, because the last you're going to hear from him, after this, he's going to have a reality show. The Real Heads of the FBI is the next show they're going to do now as a reality show. No, the former Real Heads of the FBI at home. That's what we're going to have. A reality show with Mr. Comey after he is retired, gets the gold watch. They give him a gold 45. Then he stays at home. The real retired FBI agents. That's the next reality show. What, do they mow lawns and drink beer? I don't know what they do. What a country we're living in. All right, let's take some calls, that's all. Let's start get the peanut gallery calling in now. Richard on WMAL, you have an intelligent comment to make. Please make it.
All right, Michael. First of all, I completely agree with you that we are not to put our faith in this government. I think it's pretty well, unfortunately, lost. And I spent 23 and a half years in the military and then did intel analysis, and I still support the government. But I disagree with you vehemently on the flip side of that. I do not think that we should become, we should get ourselves down into the mud and get by with whatever we can get by. I think that's the wrong thing to do. And the other point I want to make is that I think that a closer parallel than ancient Rome is probably ancient Israel under King Solomon. I think that's pretty much where we are when he started to go wrong. And so this second greatest nation on the earth is probably going to go the way of most other empires. And what comes next, I think, is going to be very interesting.
Well, you know, the greatest line in that history book that I quoted was this: Roman civilization did not pass peacefully away. It was assassinated. I think you would agree with me that Obama is sort of the matador who has pierced the American bull and killed it.
I think I would. But understand this, that the American people are the one that put him in office. I don't think he did anything other than he said he was going to do. He said he was going to bring change, and no one was interested in really vetting him very much.
Well, I said at the time, what does he want to change us into? I remember from the day he started when he kept saying he wanted to change America. I kept saying, what's his model? Is it Shanghai? Is it Moscow? What was his model? I didn't know what his model was. Do you?
Well, oddly enough, when the re-election happened, there was a guy who put out a movie, and I was not going to watch it because I thought it was going to be an Obama-bashing film. But somebody told me I needed to watch it so I could talk intelligently about it. And I think Dinesh D'Souza did a great piece, investigative reporting.
I'm not a fan of Dinesh D'Souza. I could say things that are unnecessary. I'm not a fan of his, to be honest with you. I think he's another one of the members of the so-called right-wing intelligentsia that leaves me wishing to God that there were some sincere people on the right side of the aisle. And I'll leave it at that. Let's put it to you that way. That's all. 855-407-282 is the phone number. Let's take some callers. KSFO, Jeremy. KSFO, Jeremy, San Francisco. What's your subject?
Oh, I was wondering why Trump won't pick Ben Carson for his running mate.
I don't think Carson would bring 10 votes amongst the independents. See, he's got to pick a running mate who will bring people in from that small sliver of the electorate called independents. Because he's got the conservatives, he thinks, which he doesn't have, by the way. He doesn't have them. They're going to not vote. If he keeps moving to the center, they're not going to vote for him at all. I'll tell you right now. You see, they're making a mistake. I'll level with you. This is a pretty straightforward show. I don't hide anything. And that's this. I sent an email to his campaign last week, and it was pretty hostile. And I said, send this on to Mr. Manafort, and I hope Mr. Trump sees it. Which is that if he keeps moving to the center, if he keeps walking away from his hard positions, they assume that the people who gave him the primary win are going to vote for him because they have nowhere to go. I said, that's the same mistake Republicans have made repeatedly, because they do have somewhere to go, which is nowhere. They won't vote for him. They've been screwed before. They were screwed before by the very same garbage, by the very same advice from the RNC. And by the way, the RNC is now running Trump's campaign, which is why they're all so cozy. They struck a deal, best I could figure, that he'd use their advisors, he'd start speaking like them, he'd speak softly, use a teleprompter, and then they'd play ball with him. Well, look what's happened. Look what's happened. His campaign is floundering. I'm not going to mince words and say he's doing great, one poll up, one poll down. It doesn't matter to me what the polls say. I have a better poll inside my brain. My poll says he's floundering because of all the people I know who I trust, they've all said the same thing about him, which is that he can't win over what he's been doing, running to the center and running to the left. They don't like it, and they're not stupid, and they will stay home. Tell that to all of the great advisors that were ripping him off from all the money that they're collecting. So now we have that. Now we have Hillary, who's not going to be indicted, as we all knew. That you could see from the get-go. I said that last week. You didn't have to be a genius to see that. The fix was in a long time ago. And that's it. So we can come back. We can talk about these topics. Who would you pick for the VP? Blah, blah, blah. On the Savage Nation. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're all such nice people. Charles on KSFO, what do you have to say today? Hey, what's on your mind, Charles?
Dr. Savage, I feel like I've had to endure the first administration of my life, that it wasn't, meant for me as an American citizen. And I also feel like I've been under assault as a white man in my own country, where I feel that, you know, that...
When you are under assault, you have a president who's targeted you, specifically you. You've got schools teaching little children in the kindergarten who are white that they're evil, that they're no good. Take a look at what's going on. The jackals have been released on this society. Look what they're doing with their power, all these sensitive liberals. They're destroying an entire generation of white kids.
You're absolutely right. I feel as burned out as you do, and it is...
Oh, I'm not burned out. I'm burned up. Don't confuse burned up with burned out. I'm just getting wound up, too, by the way. Don't think just because I didn't put on a false righteous indignation, you'll have plenty of that over the next few days on the radio. They're all winding themselves up with God knows what to make believe they really care as they run home to the banks with the money they're making, screwing all of the little people listening to them, thinking that you're making a difference. No, I'm just getting wound up. I'm not burnt out. Not at all. We have a lawless land, a nation of no laws. They rewrote the law for her. I had faith in Comey. What do I have to say today? I don't. Who has faith in Comey today? Nobody. Great article in, of all places, the National Review by Andrew McCarthy, who's a fabulous former prosecutor. He writes, the FBI rewrites federal law to let Hillary off the hook. Andrew McCarthy. And he says, there's no way of getting around this. According to Director James Comey, a former colleague and longtime friend of mine, Hillary Clinton checked every box required for a felony violation of Section 793F of the Federal Penal Code, blah, blah, blah. With lawful access to highly classified information, she acted with gross negligence in removing and causing it to be removed from its proper place of custody, and she transmitted it and caused it to be transmitted to others not authorized to have it in patent violation of her trust. Director Comey even conceded that former Secretary Clinton was extremely careless, blah, 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 blah. Yet, he writes, Director Comey recommended against prosecution of the law violations he clearly found on the ground that there was no intent to harm the United States. And then he says, wait a minute. That's crazy. He said the FBI rewrote the statute, inserting an intent element that Congress did not require. The added intent element, moreover, makes no sense. The point of having a statute that criminalizes gross negligence is to underscore that government officials have a special obligation to safeguard national defense secrets. When they fail to carry out that obligation due to gross negligence, they're guilty of serious wrongdoing. The lack of intent to harm our country is irrelevant. People never intend the bad things that happen due to gross negligence. So there it is. So my friends, there it is in a nutshell. And what are you going to do about it? Why did James Comey do this? Tell me why he did it. Now, we can have conspiracy theories go along with the Roberts decision on Obamacare, the meeting on the airplane. He sounded like I'm going to try to use the right exact word. Mr. Comey's speech this morning sounded like he was reading somebody else's script. It's as though somebody put a script in his hand and told him to read it. Let's leave it at that. So there's no independent agency in America. That's why I was reading The Fall of Rome and The End of Civilization over the weekend by Brian Ward Perkins. There was a lot to learn here. I was reading about the difference between Rome and the barbarians. Two different attitudes to life, civilization and barbarism. And by that analysis, the Democrats represent barbarians, barbarism, no law. And that we on the other side represent civilization. And the exact opposite is what's portrayed by the barbarians in the media. They're that smart. The barbarians in the television medium have twisted everything where you think everything is upside down. Those of us who represent civilization at its best are painted as barbarians. And the barbarians who represent no law whatsoever are represented as those who are civilized. And I'll leave it at that. This is not a good day for the law. This is not a good day for America. This is not a good day for Donald Trump. And all I can say is good day. But there's another 30 minutes to come. Right here. On the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Are just freaking out saying, how could Savage take that position? The answer is simple. I'm an independent. I don't work for Donald Trump. I don't work for the Republican Party. I work for what I think to be is the clear truth, the plain truth. Now, I know that there are codes, U.S. laws, 18 U.S.C., paragraph 1924, which states that any employee of the United States who, quote, knowingly removes classified documents or materials without authority, blah, blah, blah. The emphasis is on classified documents. She already said they were not classified at the time she moved them to a private server. So I think what you're doing here is you're praying that you know more and you can blog that you know more. You are outraged, we'll sell another book or whatever. My friends, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's over. And I think that this is a conspiracy of the worst kind because it got us nowhere again. I remember the hearing with that guy Gowdy. He walked away looking like a junior league lawyer who was beaten to death by Hillary. She's 10 times smarter than any of them. 10 times smarter than all of them put together. I only wish Hillary was on our side. I only wish Hillary was on the side of America's best interests. I only wish Hillary really wanted to destroy ISIS instead of sending them weapons, as she apparently did from Libya, with the ambassador dying as a result. I only wish that she wanted to stop the flood of illegal aliens into America. I only wish that she wanted to stop the social pollution in America. I only wish she wanted to support our borders, language, and culture. Man, what an ally we would have. She'd be the Iron Lady that America needs to save us. Unfortunately, she isn't that woman. She has no such desires. She has a desire to completely eradicate our borders, garble our language, and decimate our culture. And I have a fear she's going to win. So FBI Director James Comey goes through a list of her destruction of government records and her negligent handling of classified information. And then he says, no recommendation, don't prosecute her. So the question is, what was this about? Did Judicial Watch do this as a grandstanding event just to be in the news for the last number of years? You know, frankly, I think that some people owe us an apology. I think the number one person who owes us an apology is the guy at Judicial Watch for leading us on. That's number one. There was nothing here. I mean, if you had seen her sharing classified documents with a foreign government that cost us some issue of national security or someone got killed in the CIA, okay, that's one. And what was here? You realize who you're listening to here? The most independent voice in the American media, Michael Savage. I call him like I see him. Don't expect me to sit here like a moron and start screaming about Hillary Clinton this, Hillary Clinton that. See, the issue is her policies, not the phony email scandal. This is all a distraction. It's all one seamless distraction from her policies of national destruction. That's what I would be focusing on, not this fake email scandal. I read the whole thing. We looked at some of the emails. There's nothing in them. We saw nothing there. So I could ask you what you think. We know that FBI Director James Comey made very strong claims about Hillary's emails, and then he decided not to indict. Now, he's an attorney. Let's not forget who Mr. Comey is. He's an attorney. And a top attorney. So, therefore, as an attorney, he knows never to take a case he can't win. He knows he could not win with any of these violations. What's very interesting to me is that he set legal precedent here for the rest of the country to engage in IT shenanigans and get away with it. That's what he just did here. If you are a highly placed individual in this country. Forget the low life. I mean, the low people, the rest of us who have no power. But let's say you're someone of power in this country, or you work for a big agency. You basically can do anything with your emails now. You can't be prosecuted because a smart lawyer would cite this finding by Mr. Comey and get you off the hook. He just set precedent. He now means it's open season on doing what you want in any emails that you want to deal with. You want to send them to Al-Qaeda, and then say they were declassified when they weren't, but they were classified afterwards, and you weren't really sending them. You accidentally sent them. You thought you were sending them to Joe's coffee shop. You thought you were ordering a pizza. You didn't mean to do it. Come on. The whole thing's phony. I'm sick of it. We'll get the bellyachers out there screaming that I'm wrong. They're surprised. Who owns me? I get it. I know what's coming. I could care less what you think about me. Because it's not about me. It's about the issue. The issue is there's nothing here. It's much ado about nothing. Period. End of story. I watched it all morning. I saw him. And by the way, I predicted over the weekend nothing would come of it. The few friends I have in the world that I talked to, I said, they said, well, what do you think's going to happen? I said, nothing. It's predetermined she's going to walk away scot-free. Number one, she's above the law. Number two, they're all afraid of her. And number three, they can't catch her because she's too smart. And she's surrounded by the smartest thieves in the world. They know what they're doing. It's like they did it, they didn't do it, they did it before they were classified, not after they were classified, and what they did was nothing. What do you want me to say here? You want me to get crazy and start screaming, yelling? The earth is falling apart. Well, the earth is falling apart because of her. We should be focused on the Arab Spring. We should be focused on what she did to the world while she was Secretary of State. But no, we're talking about this nonsense. Again, much ado about nothing. Now, some character put out a thing on the statutes that Hillary violated. But if you look at them, you realize that she really didn't violate them. She knows the law better than the little guys who work for little websites. She's smarter than the guys who work for Breitbart. She's smarter than the guys who work for Daily Wire. She's smarter than the people who write for these blogs. She's got much more devious, much smarter people than you may imagine. She knows what the statutes are. Now, what was her intent? Who knows what her intent was? I don't know that she actually shared any state secrets, do you? We looked at some of the emails. They're released. We have a website that published them. Virtually there's nothing on them. As, again, this is, smoke and mirrors. So when it happened this morning, my first tweet on my Facebook account and Twitter was, is the FBI chief taking a job at Goldman Sachs after exonerating Hillary? So a lot of you like that, and you responded in kind. Then about 10 minutes ago, I changed it to this. Much ado about nothing, a waste of time. It's our policies, not this phony email scandal that matters. I don't think the people like that. I think they'd rather tar and feather me than believe the truth. See, the battle lines are drawn, and it's either you're right or you're wrong. What are we getting excited over? The wrong thing. Instead of talking about her disastrous policies while Secretary of State, what her policies would do to this country should she become president, God forbid, we are now focusing on a losing case, and we're making a huge mistake. That's my opinion. Now, many of you are going to say Comey is wrong. They got him over a barrel. They're blackmailing him. I heard this before. How do we know any of that? What's the point of talking about it? Do I have faith in him anymore? No. No, not really. I have less faith in the government today than I did yesterday, and already it was at zero, so now it's less than zero. It's each man for himself. There's not two sets of laws in America. There are many sets of laws in America, and it all depends upon who you're connected to. As they say, it's not what you know, it's who you know, number one, and how much money you have, number two. If you have enough money, you can get away with not murder, but genocide. If you have enough money, you can get away with genocide and be invited to a White House state dinner. If you have more than enough money, you could run the White House after committing genocide. So what's new about this? What, you thought she was going to go to jail today? You thought they were going to march her out with handcuffs today? Bill Clinton visiting the plane with Stooge Lynch, yeah, nothing. The Godfather went on the airplane with her, gave her a little scare. He gave her the job in 1998. She was an unknown lawyer in New York, a hack. A hack with the old clothing from Orchard Street. And they made her into some big lawyer in New York. He was the one who made her a big deal. A federalist or that. Now they made her attorney general. She's owned by the machine, the whole left-wing machine. So where does that leave us, we the people? It leaves us with nothing, nothing to hold on to. We had one division of government where we had a semblance of faith, in which we had a semblance of faith, the FBI. Now we have nothing. That's all. And that's because she didn't really commit a crime. Inference of intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States. You hear? He didn't find that. Now, maybe the callers will say she did it, and she should have been indicted, and it's a cover-up. You may be right. But, ladies and gentlemen, what are we wasting our time for? It's past us now. If you can't event, go ahead, make my day. Go ahead, make my day on the Savage Nation. What do you actually think went on here? I think it's a waste of time. It's a phony email scandal, and it only made her stronger. That's my last point, by the way. It made her much stronger than before. She's come out once again stronger than she went in, and she got a lot of independents now saying it was a witch hunt by the right wing, and I'm going to vote for her. That's what just happened. So ask yourself which side all of these attackers are working for. They should have known in advance what they were doing. And I'll tell you again, no lawyer takes a case he thinks he can't win. You don't take a case unless you think you can win it. You don't enter a bar fight unless you think you can win. You don't enter an engagement like this unless you think you can win. So if they knew they couldn't win, meaning they knew they were going to lose, what'd they do it for? For 15 minutes of fame? To appear on a television show? Or because they're really working for the other side? We live in a lawless world. Get used to it. Learn what the rest of the world's been living with for their entire life. Become an Israeli and learn what it's like to live with a corrupt government, where unless you have protexia within the government, you have nothing. You're naked in the wind. Learn to be like an Italian in Rome, where they grew up with government corruption since the Roman Empire. A bunch of crybabies looking for politicians, to be honest. And by the way, now you're free to do what you want. Now, if you stop at a traffic, let's say you're on the road, you know, you're a good man, you're a good person. You return library books, you pay all your taxes, you give to charity, you give tithings to the church. If you're out 3 a.m. in a car on a dark street, and there's a red light, you stop for the red light when there's no cops around. You don't have to anymore. Now just break. There's no social contract. It's criminality from the top to the bottom. It's whatever you can get away with. Learn to be a New Yorker. Why are you thinking like a rube? Think like the smart people on Martha's Vineyard. Why do you think Obama goes to Martha's Vineyard? Because they all follow the law? How many of them pay their fair share of taxes on Martha's Vineyard? Do what they do at Google and Microsoft. Get a triple Dutch accountant, if there is such a thing, and, you know, set it up with an offshore business and pay no taxes. And then become a Democrat. You get the picture, don't you? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. So a friend of mine from New York sends me this. And I don't know if I'll read his name, Vincent Ramini. He's the great photographer. He took all the pictures of Teddy in my book, Teddy and Me. He's the best pet photographer in the world. And he said, Michael, look at peak FBI corruption. Meet Brian Nishimura, who was found guilty for removal and retention of classified materials. And this is from Zero Hedge. And they write, in a scandalous announcement, FBI Director James Comey moments ago said that although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. He added that prosecutors necessarily weigh a number of factors before bringing charges. There are obvious considerations like the strength of the evidence, especially regarding intent. Responsible decisions also consider the context of a person's actions and how similar situations have been handled in the past. He's quoting Comey, okay? And then the writer says, what is shocking is that the FBI director was clearly ignoring the U.S. Code itself, where in Section 793, subsection F, quote, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, unquote, it makes it quite clear that intent is not a key consideration in a case like this when deciding to press charges, to wit, whoever being entrusted with having lawful possession or control of any document, writing, code book. Okay, I get the picture. And then they cite a case when Comey says we cannot find the case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts, unquote. Zero Hedge says, well, we did. Here is the FBI itself less than a year ago charging one Brian H. Nishimura, age 50, of Folsom, California, who pleaded guilty to, quote, unauthorized removal and retention of classified materials without malicious intent. In other words, precisely what the FBI alleges Hillary did. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kendall Newman immediately sentenced Nishimura to 2 years of probation, a $7,500 fine, and forfeiture of personal media containing the classified materials. Nishimura was further ordered to surrender, and he currently held security clearance and did never again seek such a clearance. Nishimura was a naval reservist deployed in Afghanistan in 07 and 08. I can read more of it. You can read it for yourself. All Nishimura did was download and store on his personal and classified electronic devices some material. He did what Hillary did. He was fined and arrested. So it goes back to my main point. So what? So what if there's precedent to put her in jail or arrest her or fine her? It didn't happen. The issue is it didn't happen. At the highest reach of government, it didn't happen. So what are we screaming about? It should happen? Oh, we could do that from today until the end of the election. If your name is Nishimura, you're going to jail. If your name is Clinton, you're above the law. So you expect me to start screaming and yelling of what should be? I'm not going to scream about what should be. You know what should be. But what should be and what is are two different things. There's a famous saying in the language of my ancestors that I can't say on the radio, in the language of my ancestors, but something like this, which is that if my grandmother had something like what you know what, she'd be my grandfather. But she doesn't have those things, so she's my grandmother. So if Hillary lived in another country, perhaps she'd be indicted, perhaps not. But not in this country. She's above the law. She is the law. So someone writes me and says, Michael, you're right on the one hand that you can't do anything about it, so why bother? But on the other hand, Hillary deleted all the criminal ones, which you failed to mention. And then he says, I'm wondering, will Trump now be another shoe to drop any day now, like supporting Obamacare, gay marriage, etc.? I hope that doesn't happen, but this kind of doesn't feel good.